The following program is sponsored by 3J16 Ministries. Hello, and welcome to Man on the Road with prayer, the word, and music. I am David.
And I am Sherry.
And we are your host. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this time together.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, as time keeps flying by, it seems like the days are shorter and the years are shorter and everything seems to be just flying past us. Help us to get a grip on the way things are. Help us to look forward to the day when we wake up each morning and find God. Read about your word, step into your light, and treat everyone as you wish to be treated yourself. Thank you, God, for the blessings you bestow on us and all the things there are. In your name we pray. Amen. As we get started for today, if there are songs that you would like us to play and like us to sing, please send us an email and give us your suggestions. We would love to hear from you. And we like to sing all the songs that all of our patrons like to hear. Here's another 3J16 original. He is with me always.
But you didn't give up on us. You said you'd make a way. Jesus Christ that day said he would come. The three in one.
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Faith over fear is a much better way to live victoriously through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible is the living Word of God, the capital T-R-U-T-H, the truth you need to battle those fearful thoughts with. Renewing our mind through the memorization of God's Word is the best defense against the fears of this world. Memorizing Scripture is a powerful tool in the fight against fear. The Bible tells us that we have everything we need for life and godliness, and renewing our minds through the living Word of God is proof of that. 2 Peter 1:3 says, "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue." What does it mean to fear not? Fear is a natural response to challenges or the unknown. It's an emotion that serves a valuable purpose. Think fight or flight response. But it can quickly become unhealthy when it paralyzes us or propels us into frantic behavior. Negative outcomes aside, the Bible actually commands us not to be afraid. In fact, there are over 300 variations of the command to fear not throughout Scripture. As Christians, we don't need to be fearful because we know that God is in control. God is on His throne, meaning nothing else is, not a diagnosis, unmet expectations, or even uncertainty of the future. He alone has all power and all authority, and nothing can threaten that. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness."
And now, lead me to the rock.
Hear my cry, O Lord, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you. You have been my refuge, my strong tower, against all the enemies. Let me dwell in your house, let me take refuge, let me spend my time under your wings. Lead me to the rock, lead me to the rock, so I will sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day. Lead me to the rock, my God. Cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you, my God. To your name as I perform my vows day after day. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. the end of the earth, I'd call to you. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock. Lead me, oh, lead me, my God. Lead me to the rock, my God. My God. My God.
Lead me to the rock. What a song. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you. When my heart is faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage to those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness and watch over him. So will I ever sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day after day. We all live in a world where we have to live as a sinner, but God forgives all of us as sinners. He died to save us from our sins. King David was no different. He was a man of God's own heart, but he did sin, but he was forgiven, and he ruled with wonderful authority. He was a great leader, a great man of God, a person of inspiration. And now, Sherry sings Via Dolorosa.
Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow streets, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. They were striking upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head, and he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering, back in Jerusalem, los soldados le han reimpuesto a Jesús, mas la gente se acercaba para
18:37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. And Psalms 23:4, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And in Deuteronomy 31:6 says, Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And in John 14:27, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Dear Heavenly Father, you gave me everything in Christ. You have called me out of darkness, called me your own. Your kindnesses are staggering. They are infinite. Thank you for making me your child through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now, Man on the Road, a 3J16 original song of the greatest story ever told.
He stood by the river and prayed. He looked me in the eye. A rush of peace passed me by. He was here for you and me. He is the Lamb of God I see. Set us free. Jesus was his name. I met a man on the road today. Heard of the price he paid.
Son. He was the Lamb of God. He was the Lamb of God for all to see. He set us free. Jesus was his name. He turned the water into wine. He made a blind man see. He made the lame to walk and fed the thousands by the sea. He was the miracle from God. He saved us from our sins. He was nailed to the cross, then he died upon that tree. He rose from the dead and now preparing you and me for what the future lies. We need his strength to survive.
Never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, pray now. Dear God, I know I am a sinner. I believe Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead to forgive me of my sins. I am sorry for all the wrong I have done and ask you to forgive me. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I now accept your gift of eternal life. Thank you for your love, forgiveness, and a new life in Jesus Christ. From this day forward, I choose to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's continue growing in God, studying God's Word, and having fellowship among other believers. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Man on the Road. We would like to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our supporters. Thank you for your support and prayers and donations, which help make all of this possible. Mail donations to 3J16 Ministries, P.O. Box 477, Dickinson, Texas, 77539, or go to our sponsorship and donation page on our website.
You can learn more about us and our ministries at 3J16ministries.com. And for our latest albums and video, go to YouTube, enter 3J16 Man on the Road. Like, subscribe, and share.
You can also email us at 3J16ministries@gmail.com. That's 3J16ministries@gmail.com.
You can purchase all of 3J16 albums at our online store at 3J16ministries.com. Thanks for listening to Man on the Road. You can catch us here same time, same day, or go to the Wilkins Radio Network app, find this station, and listen to us over the internet. Thank you, and God bless.